Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
We are not looking for ads for Arbuckle Wilderness.
I just wanted to play the theme.
You can waste time like no other. It's really amazing.
You know, I just wish you support my creativity.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
90-day gate, let's love!
Creativity with a question mark. Definitely.
Welcome to 90-day gaze,
welcome
y'all.
Welcome to 90-day gaze.
Toe.
Welcome to toe.
The other way.
Welcome to toe. The other way.
We went the other way and we never went back.
I did a U-turn completely.
Woo!
I'm going the other way, mama.
Beep, beep.
You just backed the whole way up.
I did.
Back the way down the exit.
Mm-hmm. Get your hands out of the way.
Shut up, dog next door. I hate you.
Y'all, this
That's
is...
not the dog downstairs from
no,
y'all. This is the other dog across the way that is absolutely awful.
Poodle lives in a goddamn kennel, y'all. Anyway.
Y'all, if your dog barks... have some respect for your neighbors and find a way for your dog to not bark nonstop.
I agree with that. this is season 5. Is this episode
10?
10?
Yeah, yep. That's what I wrote down.
Well, I believe you then.
Forgiven.
I can't read my writing.
I'm like, sound it out. Like my mother would tell my brother, sound it out, Lucas. Sound it out.
Forgiven, not forgotten.
That sounds like a thing like on a really terrible like talk show. She's like, I've forgiven you, but I have not forgotten it.
Makes me think of that Dixie Chick song, Not Ready to Make Nice, because that's part of the lyric.
Oh, is it?
Forgive sounds good. Forget, I don't think I could.
Ooh.
It's a good lyric.
Do we have any announcements?
I don't think so. Y'all, we announced it. We did it all yesterday, but our year anniversary is coming up on the 22nd. So on that,
we're thinking, y'all, you should give us some hints.
We're going to, y'all, it's just we have a lot to, we have a lot going on right now because Darcy and Stacey's coming up in a week and a half. We also,
I'm already tired.
We're planning this. Y'all, we are starting to hire people. We're starting to put together how we're going to do a live show.
Your virtual live show
that's going to be in October because we promised you 2,000. We would do a live show. We've
surpassed that.
And you're already coming for us with that musical episode from 100 reviews.
You can't do this every episode.
Just want to bring it up. Anyway.
That is not a huge priority right now for me.
It's not. So anyway.
There's so many other priorities.
We're trying to figure out what we can do. We want to do something for year, but we are going to be doing, for the week of the 16th, everything is free for everyone.
Right.
So I think that's it.
I think that's it.
We got Lalu. We're enjoying that.
Oh, Lalu at the $8 tier. Love After Lockup, y'all. Oh. We got Tangy.
Now, we are...
Oh, I fainted. I used that just this morning with my student. But no, he's like, oh, I've been working, practicing this week. I went, oh, I fainted. He went, what?
You're like, sorry.
I said, don't you watch Love After Lockup, Tangy? He went, no.
No. And you went, oh, just me then.
Oh, just me then. Okay, fine.
So some of you might be confused. We thought we were going to recap Smother, but then we watched the way they're doing this Smother.
Oh, this doesn't make sense, you guys.
It's too meta. And they're also recap. They're actually commenting on things from season one. We don't want to watch that yet.
Yeah, we don't want to.
Eventually, you're going to recap all of season one.
Like Mariah and the mom and the Marsha.
Who seem like a fucking mess.
I watched a little bit of them. They're disastrous.
This is not good.
Yeah.
But we want to wait to dive in on that for season one.
The daughter looks like an actual drag queen.
Yeah, she does. So if we do a reunion, then we'll recap that. But that might be it for Smothered for now.
Oh,
even Poodle said
I'm going to miss not doing Brittany's voice. I may have to just mutter to myself, oh, you scared me.
That's true. And Poodle even sent me a text and said, I watched some of season one. It's good.
I did watch
y'all,
a little bit.
Y'all, he's gotten roped in. For all of you that say that you can't get past Smothered, I just want to say sit with it for a couple of episodes because it will grow on you.
I still don't like it.
But it will grow on you.
I actually say Smothered season one was easier to handle for me. Because there wasn't Sarah and Lori.
It's interesting. People get turned off in the first episode because it's the licking of the face that really bothers
them. That was really hard.
However, that's the worst of them.
I agree. That's the worst
they
of them.
They get actually more normal.
Lori and Sarah get worse.
Lori and Sarah get crazier when she smells her teeth.
Yeah.
Her baby teeth.
Or, no, how about the last episode where she's like, and she's going to give me a kidney.
Oh, and she gives her
Here's
a kidney
a necklace.
Y'all, that's a real love. It's a connection we have.
And
or when
like,
Mary gets a tummy tuck, or tells Brittany to get a tummy tuck and keeps saying, when you have plastic surgery together, you feel so close. It's a bond a mother and daughter can have.
There's
it
just
gets good,
something,
y'all,
that is so repellent to me that I'm watching it because for people to behave this way is absolutely inexcusable.
It's still good, though. It's still good.
I know, but especially there's something about a mother enabling her daughter that makes it worse for me. It's hard to watch.
I've seen that already in life.
But
so, yeah, y'all.
Season one seems like it's more comical. Like the moms who dress too sexy.
We'll watch it.
I can't remember her name. Mariah
who
and...
Who cares?
You're right.
Who cares?
Yeah. And drag queen.
And drag queen.
She really does.
Yep.
She's had her lips done, as you saw there. She's like, hey, mom.
Hey,
she's
mom.
Something.
All right. So let's... we do want to say, y'all, this is a... It's been,
we didn't have any announcements.
We didn't have any... But y'all, prayers going up to our Beirut
sissies. Oh, right.
Sissies.
God.
That is
y'all, we're
really,
taping this on Tuesday.
Poodle was... which, this will go up tonight.
Yeah.
So this happened on Tuesday. You hadn't seen it. You've been busy.
No.
And I was showing him videos.
He showed me video, and I cuffed my hand over my mouth.
It's,
I could not believe what
like,
I saw.
It looks like 9/11 times, like, 100 there.
Just the explosion.
They think it's, a firework factory they stored ammonia.
Fertilizer and bombs ingredients.
But
bomb ingredients.
So it wasn't a terrorist act, but
no,
still.
No, not that they're aware of.
Watch it. But anyway, it's, if you do watch the video, it's, but yeah, those poor people, we send all our sissy love to them.
Yeah. Love, guys. Especially if we have, I'm sure we've got listeners there. We've got listeners everywhere.
I don't know. Everywhere.
We don't have a ton in Russia, I must say.
No,
Russian
in Russia.
Sissies, come at us.
No.
We love you too.
Congo, just one. I know, because we just have one, and I'm like, ooh, I remember Congo. Congo was the top of the dick tree.
Oh,
remember
that's
that dick,
a shame.
Remember when Sissy posted
yes.
the big dick list, and
that's
Congo was number one?
That's a shame, because I'm sure we have some real dick pigs there.
But gay people don't want to go to the Congo.
No.
No.
Or people who support gay people.
Yeah.
I think, and y'all come at us, maybe there's a way for you listening to not support gay people at all to listen to us.
I don't know.
I'm not sure how that works, but we gay as hell.
We gay as hell. We gay
so
as hell.
We're not the homosexuals who, quote, refrain from homosexual activity.
No.
You know. Mm-mm. I was just watching some Sean Cody this morning.
Good for you.
You can Google that. Don't do it at work.
Don't do it at work. And don't pay for it. Just go to Pornhub. Anyway, or just catch Piano
Cat. Or download it like I do.
Or get Piano Cat 77 on Chatterbait.
I'll tell you all about it.
9 p.m.
You won't see my face, though.
Hawaiian time.
It's just a harness. And
great. And then just cat ears. All right. Let's speaking of
let's
fun
jump
costumes.
In.
Let's jump into Ari and Binyam.
Ari and Binyam. They are going to, first of all, I've just got to say, she's probably said about 10 words on this trip, and it's pissing me off.
Ari?
Yes.
She's not saying a lot.
And I think it's because either she's so embarrassed that her mom is even asking questions, and she just, I wrote this down, it's pissing me off that either she won't even, number one, she won't ask questions like her mom, nor will she defend him. She's just kind of sitting there and letting her mom do everything.
I think that's her. I think she's kind of a bump on a log type of personality.
But supposedly she's been everywhere and traveled and she wants to be a club promoter. I think she's mortified by what's happening and she turns back into 8 years old when her mom is around.
Maybe, yeah.
I just want to say it's pissing me off.
She's probably mortified and she also, I think a lot of this situation is, this is getting real for her.
That and her anxiety is just crippling.
Yeah.
And I think, too, it's getting real for her, and she's in these places, and she's like, I really thought it would be great to move to Ethiopia, and I would be so, like, exotic and woke, and I thought this would be amazing, but nothing's been the same since I've been here, and this isn't like traveling and then going to Ibiza later.
And I have to poop standing up because there's not a toilet seat in our room.
So you're right. Maybe it's a combination of that where she's just a little shell-shocked.
Maybe.
And this is, and I don't know if she has got a lot of coping skills in life.
I'm going to say no to that. I'm just going to say no to that. I think Ari actually is probably very sensitive.
No shit.
And, I mean, she struggled with, I don't know the full extent. I'm bringing this up only because she's talked about
She's had problems with self-harm. Yeah.
She has self-harm. So she struggled with coping before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think.
I just,
worrisome.
There's something about, it makes me so angry to see the mother asking every question. And it's like she hasn't even ask these questions of the guy who's fathered her baby.
But I don't feel like Janice, that's the mother, y'all. I don't feel like Janice is not letting her ask questions.
No.
In fact, Janice is asked, do you have questions?
And she's even said, shouldn't you want to know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Janice, and some people have come for Janice. I think Janice is being a responsible mother.
I think so too. If you're coming for Janice, you got mom issues.
Yeah, she hasn't been rude.
And
by
I'm only
any
saying
means.
That your mom probably pisses you off and Janice triggers you.
And she's not like Mother Paul.
No.
Or like, God forbid, like, I'm trying to think, what mother was worse?
Debbie.
Oh,
for
sure.
Debbie.
Think about the difference between Mother Debbie and Janice.
What other mother was worse? We haven't met a lot of them. She's not as, even though we ended up loving her, she wasn't as bad as Mama Terry.
No. Oh,
because Mama Terry at first was horrible.
Bring back Mama Terry. Y'all.
Oh, Mama Terry would fix this situation quick.
She would.
Because, y'all, she's a fucking nurse.
Yeah. Mama Terry knows how to handle. Mama Terry knows how to handle a problem.
She does,
mm-hmm.
Which Janice does too. Actually, again, she's a fucking nurse,
but she's more passive aggressive about it.
She's more passive aggressive about it.
So, you guys, we're going to dinner with his family.
I actually think she. Just want to say, I think she's a little more realistic than Terry.
That she is.
I think Terry thought I had a younger child and thought I can make my daughter do what I want them to do. Janice knows. Ari's decided to do this.
And if she goes way against it, then Ari will rebel even more.
Yeah, because Ari's that girl.
Ari's rebellion is why she's pregnant in Ethiopia.
Yep.
That's the sole reason.
Oh, for sure.
And I hate to say that, and I know that sounds really, really, like, flippant. You're like, why would someone do that? Because she's rebelling. Because she's rebelling against her raising, which was very privileged.
Agree.
Yep. Anyway. I don't like her.
She's not enjoyable.
Yeah. Anyway, so we meet.
So they're going to have dinner with his family.
We meet her brother. Right, his brother. Yosef and his sisters, Wish and Mimi.
I kind of like these names.
I wonder if it's short for something. Or her name is just Wish.
Maybe her name's Wishful. Wishing.
I don't know.
And they just call her Wish.
I don't know. It's a nice name, I think.
I kind of liked it, actually, Wish.
Wish.
I'm wishing for the one I love to fuck me in the ass.
We just ruined Snow White for a bunch of people.
Someone just got so excited. Oh my gosh, they're going to sing Snow White. Oh my God.
Oh.
Or
got their kids. Honey, you want to listen to this? Honey. They're going to sing. Like, turn this up. They're going to sing nice songs. And then with the word fuck me, she's like, whoop.
We do have
just
a sissy
you ever
who
learned
shows
that.
A video of their child dancing to our theme song while she's playing.
I love that.
I do, but I thought, I hope it's just the theme song. And then, you know.
Speaking of, since last night's episode, y'all came for us on Disney weddings. A lot of you have had them. Fuck.
One person said,
I got a private message saying my Disney wedding was fantastic.
I told
thank
you they
you.
Were good for people that are meeting.
I have seen so many trashy Disney
you know
wedding
what?
Pictures.
Y'all send the poodle your pictures of pretty Disney weddings.
No!
He needs to see
I don't them. Want them.
Send it to him. Jake it or fake
it. I find the Disneyfication of weddings disturbing.
Well, we had one sister that said, I had a Disney wedding for under $10,000. And then we separated 2 months later.
That's neither here nor there. That's what she said. You know what? Have it if you want, you guys. I've just seen so many that look tacky as fuck. So
I think
with like
ones.
Whole like Mickey Mouse shit in your hair. I just don't think Disney has anything to do with marriage. But that's me.
That's you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, agree.
I don't know.
So they're eating with family.
By the way, he's smiling like a jackass eating sawbriars. One of the
that's
brothers.
That's true.
And they've got stank faces on.
Again, this is like, are only the women like in control of what's happening?
Yeah,
because
he doesn't say a word.
The men don't say anything. And the sisters, I love these sisters. Yeah. They're fucking together.
The brother looks like he's a little touched. He just kind of sits
he's
there.
He's just kind of like, hey. And then the sisters are like, so they are like, they're serving them food, and then they have this tradition called gersha, which they have to serve. They have
in,
to feed
like the
people.
Injera
again, y'all.
That's the little kind of tortilla-looking thing.
Y'all might come for Janice. Imagine if this was Chuck and Charlie.
Oh, they would lose their fucking minds.
They would imagine if this was even Mama Terry. If
no,
this
Janice ate raw meat out of someone's now, hand.
That's class act right there.
Yes,
that's a class act.
And you know what? She's like asking, you know, do people get sick? And the kids, people are like, yeah, sometimes.
Wish is
you
like.
You know what? Janice put it in her mouth and she fucking chewed it.
And, yep. And Wish said, sometimes I take the Pepto-Bismol. Anyway.
So, y'all, I don't know if you have Ethiopian places. It's one of my favorite ethnic food.
Have you been to the places
yeah,
by me?
Yeah,
by
well,
me?
All, yeah, they're all near you.
Yeah, right on Fairfax.
I love Ethiopian food. You eat it with the injera. Mm. Really good goat. It's the only place I've ever had goat at was an Ethiopian
really?
Place. Yeah. Do you normally eat goat?
No. No.
You act like, really? I've had goat all over the county.
It is good.
I thought you were going to say that.
The last time I had Ethiopian food, it was terrible, but it wasn't at those places on Fairfax.
Oh.
It was down on Venice with our friend that gave me the t-shirt and the hat for her wedding.
Why remember would you have friend? Ethiopian food in
I
Venice?
Know. I'm like, why did you pick there? It's like living in Boston and deciding to have the having Italian food on the fucking east side of town instead
yeah,
of the north
weird.
End.
It's weird.
Anyway, and yeah, I haven't been to the
I
place.
I love that. Ethiopian food. It's one of my favorites. They'll put all like they'll put it in something out there, and you'll it'll like all these little piles of food.
Yeah,
it's really good. Ethiopian food is very good, you guys.
It is.
So I don't know if I'd eat raw meat with butter, but you know that's me.
But you know we have sushi. But you know,
yeah, but. Yeah. There's something different than I've had steak tartare before, but I get nervous about eating red raw meat. But that's me. Raw fish doesn't seem as bad.
I would not.
But you know, people do it.
But people do it. So, so anyway, they feed one another, and then you know, Janice asks. She was like, she starts asking questions like, "What is the role of the husband with the new baby?" And Wish and Mimi are like. Well, the husband works and makes the money.
Yeah.
And then, and the thing is, Benny, he's working every night into the wee hours
he's
of the
dancing.
Night. He's dancing.
It's like Mr. Bojangles. He dances.
He's not going to be their helper. Janice is like, that's not really acceptable.
Yeah.
You know what I think I realized this is? Honestly, I think a lot of this is Janice realizes Ari's not going to be able to do this on her
totally.
Own.
Totally.
Not
totally.
Other women, y'all, Rebecca could raise a kid on her own. She did. You know what I mean? Like
other women,
even
could
Devin,
do this.
She does it on her own.
Ari does not have the life skills.
She does not have the life
she
skills
would,
to do it.
She
and
would
Janice
need
knows
to.
This.
She would need to be helped by his sisters.
Yes.
In a huge way.
And Janice knows this, and it just hit me. Oh, this isn't just a normal. This is my kid is a kid and can't do
Binyam
this.
And Binyam doesn't have a whole lot of reality in his life
he
either.
He seems very immature as well.
Yeah. And
it
so,
seems a
y'all,
bad
this
combination.
Is doomed. I'm calling it now.
Like, Karini has her own cuckoo-ness, but she gets her shit together and seems to take care of her kid. This is not Ari.
And like we said yesterday about Paul and Karini, we're not going to go into it, but it's shit's going down right now, y'all. We're not picking a side, and we're not choosing who we're going to support.
We did pick a side. Pieri.
That's the
where
one.
We stand.
So send good thoughts to Pieri. They're still...
And their new baby, I think it's... They should call him Gary. Pieri and Gary. Hey, friend, this is my kid's Pieri.
This is friend. Have you met Gary? Baby Gary?
Baby Gary.
It's like a truck driving hat on.
Exactly.
Anyway, so... Their mom is really pushing shared responsibility. But how, if he's at the club every single night.
And Janice is like, they're in love right now, but that's going to fade.
And I'm just going to tell you, let me just lay this out. This is someone who had a relationship before with an American woman. He was a dancer. His ex-girlfriend is the dance partner. See where I'm going here?
Yep.
He works every night in a nightclub.
Yeah.
Y'all, Ari's going to lose her fucking mind. She already says she's a jealous person. She's going to be a wreck.
She's going to be a wreck. And what I liked about this conversation, this is why I love the sisters, because the sisters are like, look, we're worried too, because talk about not...
Yeah, we're worried because he got screwed by his first relationship, and now we don't even know the baby.
And took her baby back to America, and we're fucked. And then I never thought about this, that they... if Ari goes to visit her mom, is she going to let that come back and have that baby?
Right.
I was like, good for you for standing
That's
your ground wishing me.
They flipped the script.
I just feel like Wish, Mimi, and Janice should get together like gangsters and just decide everything that's going to happen.
Yeah, that would
and then
make
just
everybody happier.
To do.
I just see this as ending in tears for everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah, it's... Ugh.
Because, so I did... one of our sissies from Ethiopia reached out and just said, just the nature, it is really, really difficult
to get a visa
for Ethiopians to get visas, period.
To America.
But I think she said visas, period. So,
oh.
So they finally brought it up, though, in this conversation that they eventually would want to do that for Binyam. But it's not an easy thing. She didn't go into the specifics of it, but it's just, she said just the way it is in Ethiopia.
I just don't think Ari is going to be able to live in a foreign country without her family.
I'm calling it now, like, Ari needs to go back to the U.S. to have this baby.
Yeah.
She needs her mom to take care of this. Because, I mean, maybe, but we don't know what lives, you know, because Janice said, this kind of broke, but she said to Wish and Mimi, she's like, so look, I'm counting on you to support her.
Yeah,
and
they were like, we're going to do it.
But I don't know if they know.
What a disaster Ari is.
This is just my own shit that I'm putting on this. But just listening to Wish and Mimi talk, they seem like intelligent women who have their shit together and probably are adults. They seem like it.
Yeah.
So they're
Don't pull over.
Don't pull over. By the way, someone in our Patreon sent us a message and said, hey, it's so funny when y'all say don't pull over, because I do you not realize that
it's happening live?
People are like,
we know that, but really we're doing it so because people used to say that they would listen to us and they'd be in
their
car, and then they would pull over because they heard sirens.
Have sirens. So that's why we say
we don't understand time and space very well, but we do not think you hear the show live.
We do know, yes, that you don't hear the show live. But when Janice asked Wish and Mimi, like, basically, can you take care? I don't think Wish and Mimi are, unless Benny and his home, they're
I don't know if you can say Wish and Mimi more.
It's true. It's true.
You could just say his sisters.
They probably assume that Ari is like a put together adult.
She's a child.
And they have no idea.
Yeah. She's a spoiled child.
They have no idea.
Who's traveled everywhere. Who's experienced so many things. Does it sound like I hate her? Because I do.
I don't hate her. I'm more, you know, I actually.
I hate her.
I feel sorry for bidding him in this because he seems like a good guy.
I kind of agree.
He just seems clueless.
He got the short end of the stick here. Definitely.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
And Ari got the long end of the stick.
True that.
True
so,
that.
So, you guys, they're going to go to the dome. They're going to go to the dome.
The dome.
The club. You can find me in the club.
Wink, wink.
Where Binyam is dancing, you guys.
I just want to say, picture this. Imagine, Janice is about the same age of our mothers.
Yes.
Imagine if you made your mother travel all the way to Ethiopia and then go to a fucking nightclub at 68 years old.
This is loud. Mother Poodle will be like, this is loud. What are they, how does people not lose their hearing? Cool.
My mother would just say things like, this is not good for someone of my age to be in a place like this.
My mother would just say, you know what? Then later on, you get two Kendall Jacksons in my mom. She's up there dancing.
Oh,
That's what would happen.
What? God, I'm just having fun.
Do y'all know the electric slide? Mother Poodle loves a good electric slide, y'all, at a wedding. Doesn't know cha-cha slides. So don't come at her for that. Or really anything else. Yeah, she knows a good electric slide, though. Loves a good theme dance at a wedding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does she like the Macarena?
No. Yeah. You too ethnic.
Hey, you're honest. That's Mother Poodle.
Have you ever heard the lyrics of that song are filthy?
No, I really
never heard it. The Spanish lyrics of that song are filthy.
Oh, really?
Absolutely, like, just filth.
Question. Have you done the Macarena with some guy in your bedroom to that song?
Maybe. That song is a douchey song,
So that's why when we went to a friend's wedding, they played the Margarita.
I had to excuse myself to an interior room.
And I looked, and you were on your back with your legs in the air in the middle of the dance floor. And I said, Poodle, that's not the moves. What's for me?
I was just doing them with my legs instead.
Yeah.
Cross them behind my back.
Hey, stick it in it.
So, you guys, they are,
and
Ari's like, this is too loud.
This is too loud.
And
then the music begins to play.
So,
and then out
he comes out,
Binyam.
And then some other woman. Now, we think this is a good time for another episode of 90 Day Gays Theater. Not bad.
Yeah.
The first was a little off, but that's okay. I'd still prefer if you'd sung it and let me harmonize, but that's okay.
Well, you started it.
Yeah, because I knew you weren't going to do it.
Anyway.
I just want things to be good.
So, Poodle will be playing the role of Janice.
I'll be playing Janice.
I'll be playing the role of Ari. We are watching my boyfriend who impregnated me and Poodle's son-in-law, future son-in-law, dance.
With his ex-girlfriend.
And sing.
Oh. Oh, he's quite a good dancer.
Yeah. Yeah, Mom. Yeah.
Look. Oh, who's that? She's absolutely beautiful.
Yep.
Look at her. Look at her hair. Look at her skin.
Yeah, she's
thinner than you.
She's rapturous, and that's him.
You're going to have to worry.
That's his ex-girlfriend, Mom.
He's spending every night with her.
Yes, Mom. They're fine now. They're just dancing.
She's flexible. Look at that. That's limber.
Yeah,
I haven't been that flexible since the Knights of Columbus ball.
You took me out of gymnastics, I could be
flexible. You were a disaster.
Mom, just watch
you kind of just sat there. You were great with holding the medicine ball. Anyway, look, you know what the best thing is?
What, Mother? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He's so talented.
Wow.
Oh, look at the girl.
Well,
taking her. He's playing piano on her legs.
On her
legs. And now her drums, is an actual set of drums. Boom, chicka, boom, 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 boom. That's her ass.
Tell me he studied music.
He's playing drums on her literal ass. Are you crying yet? You know what? I see chemistry between them. Chemistry.
Why would you say that, Mom? Why would you say that?
Because I want to make you feel ridiculous. Because you are.
But you know, he does this every night. This is hard work. Every night.
You're coming home with me.
And scene. Y'all, I know why y'all came for Janet.
She was needling the fuck out of her.
She was needling. It's passive aggressive.
Ooh.
But she kind of has a right to.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like she's put up with Ari her whole life.
I'm just sitting there watching him dancing with his ex-girlfriend. Ain't none of y'all bitches out there that would allow your husband to dance with his ex-girlfriend every fucking night while you're at home with your fucking baby, Latlin pregnant. Ain't none of ya.
Now,
and if you say you are, we need to talk about that.
I also want to say, too, I'm not a trained dancer. Come at us, trained dancers. Was this good? Because it didn't seem good to me.
It didn't seem
like he was just kind of picking her up and holding her.
Yeah, there were a lot of kind of like occasional lifts.
And he kind of flourished, but I thought I was ready for like, so you think you can dance, like when they do ballroom.
It was more character dancing.
I did not, and Janice did ask him, can he make enough to support you? And even I was like, I haven't really not. She said, which is her chorus, I haven't really thought about that. Y'all, she hasn't thought about anything.
That's the thing, because if
she
just thinks about it,
she puts crystals on her stomach and sends Reiki to her baby.
If she thinks about it, it's real, y'all. She has to think of it as real.
Which, we believe in crystals. I charged mine last night on the
full moon. Y'all, put your crystals out.
On the full moon.
Here's the thing, though. If any of y'all hoes really tell me you would let your baby daddy go and dance with his ex-girlfriend every night while you're sitting there pregnant waiting for him, I need to talk to you because you're more trustful than I would be. I would go to the club and say, where he at? And I would drag him home in his hair every night. I would be there with spies, y'all. I'd hire a spy to be there every night.
I had a friend who pulled up on her guy who was walking out of a strip club. She broke up with him, but now she's pregnant with another guy.
Oh.
He's not paying attention. He's out of the picture.
That's interesting. After they're done with the dance, you guys, they're talking, and he said, you know, did your previous wife get jealous? And he's like, yes, that was a real problem.
Yeah,
and
he talks about like he accidentally got lipstick on his shirt. But here's something that is troubling, is that Ari says, Binium's told me before, he tells a lot of little white lies.
Wow.
That's troublesome for me.
Especially because Little White Lies is such a cultural idiom.
Well, yeah.
Does that mean it's such an American-ism? Yeah.
But basically, he's telling
Little Lies.
He's kind of putting it on, well, I did it because she got so jealous.
Yeah.
But y'all, if you're telling the little white lies, that's why they're jealous. It's on you because you can't handle probably upsetting someone or being, just tell the truth. And this, he's not going to do this to Art. Yep. He's not going to be truthful.
And you guys remember, jealousy comes from not enough communication.
Yeah.
That's where that comes from.
It's not going to be great.
Yeah. Also, he talked about getting lipstick on his white shirt. And he washed it for 3 hours and he couldn't get it out. And then it was really hard to explain. And she's like, so next time I'm going to hide it. So next time I'll just hide my shirt. And the mom's like, Janice is like, No.
That's it. It's that. I don't know if it's a language thing. I think Binium is smart-ish, but he doesn't seem like he's
smart adjacent.
He doesn't he's smarter than Ari.
Yeah,
But he
seems very immature to me.
Very immature.
Baby. He seems like the baby of his family.
His sisters have taken, his brother have taken care of him. He got to pursue his passions.
Literally, his nickname is Baby.
It is. And here's the deal. When they had that first talk, she said, Ari said, the only thing she said is, Binium knows that I would never take him from his passion. I get that. You want to support someone having a passion.
I think that's a lovely thing.
Guess what? When you knock up someone and y'all are having a baby, that baby comes first and supporting that baby.
And you got to be practical.
And you know what? My brother and sister-in-law, they gave up their passions for the first 8 years of their life and they raised their kids up to where they're old enough. And guess what? They came back to that.
And now your brother has a barbecue restaurant.
That he loves. My sister-in-law is a nurse and she loves her career, but they realized they had to do the right thing.
Yeah. Your kids come first, y'all. I was just having this conversation with a client today.
She got pregnant?
No, it's a long other story.
Oh, God.
Also, you're such a pry.
Well, you brought it up.
No.
You brought it up.
Oh, God.
You brought it up to me to see it now. I want to know.
Yo, we're going to take just a little commercial break. Go refresh your drinks.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Let's move on to Jihoon and Devin, y'all.
Or as we like to call, sad and sadder. Sad and
this is
sadder.
Rough, y'all. This was probably the majority of the episode besides Ari. And also, we only had four couples this episode. That's why it felt pretty intense.
But not a lot happened because it was just them sitting being sad.
It's a lot of being sad.
And Jihoon's mom being pissed.
What did I describe Manchester by the Sea as? That's a sad movie with sad people.
Yeah. It's true.
It's accurate. I stand by that review.
Yeah. So, y'all... They just had the Devin, Jihoon left, and finally, like, Devin's like, I can't be here. And she starts to cry, and of course, Jihoon's mom's like, don't cry.
Yes,
don't cry.
That's like the worst thing to do. So the mom, her...
Don't cry out loud.
So loud. That's too loud. Don't cry too loud.
Put it inside.
No, keep it inside. Not put
Whatever.
It inside. Wow.
Who sang that song? I don't remember.
Someone screaming at there. Not Laura Branigan. It's a woman.
Hey, Siri, who sings Don't Cry Out Loud?
Don't Cry Out Loud is by Melissa Manchester.
Yeah, Melissa Manchester.
Yeah, there you go.
I am right. That song has the weirdest verses. It's like, baby cried the day the circus came to town.
I'm sorry I brought it up. Sorry I brought it up, y'all.
It's weird.
Anyway.
It's weird verses.
So.
Keep it inside.
So what I kind of love at first is Jihoon is like, Jihoon's mom and dad are talking to the camera, and she's like, I understand why he's upset. He begged her to trust him.
Right.
And all she talked about was his past. And the dad is like, she's lost face with him. I agree with Devin.
And she's like,
and
shut up.
And
shut up.
She's
I'm
like,
going to talk. Get over there.
You can leave. Just leave. Leave.
I love me some Mama Jihoon.
This is a mother
Woo-hoo.
Poodle. I have literally heard your mother say to you, oh, Jim, just hush.
Yeah. She was, we're going to see more of her this first season of The Other Way in our Patreon. She's got some great moments.
She really, really, really does. She's like, I need to say everything I need to say. And then when he leaves, she's like, you know, her thinking he's scamming him makes me crazy.
Yeah.
Someone loves her son a little too much.
She's a mom. And I will say, though, when she keeps saying he scammed him, that feels weird and American privilege to me. It drips with it because it's almost like a Nigerian scammer. It drips with privilege for me. Because I don't know, you know, in a way it's like a foreign person is scamming you.
It's you know what it is? He's fucked her over, but it is insulting to the little bit of what they have in the relationship.
Right.
And it makes it feel like there was nothing there at all. Because Ji-hoon does love her.
Yeah, but when you scam someone, you bilk them out of money.
Yeah, but it's like Yolanda, and well, it's totally fake.
No, that was a scam.
There's no, but it's suggesting that there was nothing there.
Right.
And that, yep. it's so I get that. I get
it's
that.
It's just, it's a bad it's word far. To use. So she basically says, I don't want to talk to you. This is over. And he basically, he says to her, I did not take you seriously.
Like, she says, tell me why. Why did you lie to me? Why did you spend the money?
And he said, long distance.
It was long distance. Yep. I didn't take it seriously. And Devin is like, fuck
that,
you.
That, y'all, that to was, hear to hear you were kind of, that she was kind of expendable.
That,
and
that
he
was
didn't,
horrible.
He did not take that. So she'd been kind of toiling.
Imagine if you were pregnant from someone that with their child and they said, I just didn't take it seriously.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. That's rough.
That's rough.
So she says, here's what I need. I need you to transfer the $3,000. I need it right now in my hand. And I need to know, you're not lying.
Because she says, it's not about the money. It's about she doesn't believe him that he has it.
Which
so
is,
she needs
boy,
proof.
That's what you're at that point. That's pretty
that's
close
rough.
To the end.
Y'all, and then this Ji-hoon goes up to his mom.
And she's like, fine, we're going to show
like,
that
fine.
Bitch.
And then they go to
the,
an
the mom
ATM.
Says, this feels like a child's play.
Well, she
I
actually says, I keep laughing because this feels like child's play.
Uh-huh.
So literally, like, I know it might be, but this
it's
is
ridiculous.
Pretty horrible, his mother, who is laughing at the situation with her. It's pretty insensitive.
I agree. I don't think they know half of what's happened.
I don't think they do either.
Mama Ji-hoon just kind of wants to start over and not really
she
talk
does.
About the... He's like, he said he's going to do better.
And I don't think Mama Ji-hoon gets that he said that he's going to do better many times. I mean, think about this. Y'all, remember if you're on Ji-hoo's side, just remember, because we're doing season one now. We haven't gotten here yet, but Ji-hoon literally was doing an illegal business
in season one.
In season one. And did he go to jail? Or he
no,
was,
he got in
but
trouble.
But he was prosecuted. So like,
I don't know if he was, I don't know. That's a,
but like he
I
was
think he
doing,
might have been booked or indicted or something.
He was doing fraud.
Like, yeah, it was selling stolen phones.
So this now is on top of this. So when you think of that.
I think he pled out, actually.
But when you think of that, I kind of think, and maybe I would think like Devin, like, oh, wait, if you did fraud before, are you scamming me?
Yeah.
Kind of makes it tracks.
Yeah. No, I agree. Y'all don't pull over. We got another one.
Got another.
Lord.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are thou
among women. Send angels.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
To get you a rosary.
We do.
We can do that. Keep going, Queen's Rosaries. Why do you have a rosary?
I can't let it go.
Is that it?
It's what's given to me by my aunt on my first communion. I still have to
have
it.
Yeah, you have to have it. It's sentimental value. It makes sense.
Yeah.
You don't ever use it, though, do you?
Plead the fifth. Just saying.
Just you with a veil.
If your
fingering a rosary.
If your anal beads breaking, you're in a bind, y'all.
Okay. I'm sorry, anyone of the Catholic faith.
Let's be honest. I wouldn't even feel that. Where
no,
are they?
No.
Anyway.
They're like, but we put three sets in there.
What? I didn't know.
Anyway, so she's...
Carl!
No.
Carl, could you get out that rosary for tonight, please? Thank you.
So he basically he gives her the money and he says, take everything. I think he's broken.
He kind of had to get here.
I think, I think
if he doesn't come back from this, if he doesn't change after this, she needs to leave him.
He'll
never change.
I think this is the breaking point. If not, she needs to cut bait. I agree.
But I don't even know if they can come back from this. Can they ever have like a normal relationship?
I do not know. We as far as we know, you guys, they...
I don't know if they're together on Instagram and
Devin
stuff.
Devin is very, very prolific on Instagram.
She got her lips done, that's for sure.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. She kind of looks like a cam model right now.
She does. Yeah. She looks like she's one step away from OnlyFans.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with OnlyFans.
No.
I said that with judgment. I didn't mean it that way. So
I would get one if I could.
Y'all.
You know what? If Ericie can get an OnlyFans, then that's like a very popular OnlyFans, isn't it?
Yeah,
he's
apparently.
He's not even that hot.
He's not.
So you guys, the next day.
By the way, did you hear that Erica is doing OnlyFriends?
Oh.
And it's a website to help people that are lonely. And you meet other people. I'm like, stop making me love you.
I love her.
I know.
Y'all follow Glitterbuggin.
Glitterbuggin.
Erica from last season. She's one of the few non-garbage people.
It's true. Who's that hiding? It's the Glitterbug.
From Before the 90 Days season 3.
Yeah.
Or the ones who are on B93 Strikes Back. Or B90 Starts
Where
Strikes
Stephanie's
Back.
Where Stephanie's on YouTube. Still showing her tits.
I don't think she shows her tits.
Basically.
She's not a great person. Yeah.
You know what? You know what bugs me about Stephanie? I don't care if you have your OnlyFans. You're fingering your goot. You're having someone mow your runway on the camera. Whatever. Do whatever. But own it. Kind of own it. But whereas Stephanie was like, well, I'm not in this and that.
Yeah,
I'm like,
she's very self-righteous. You know she's queen of self-righteousness.
You know who owned it? And pooing, Granny. And
no,
I fuck
no.
on camera, and
listen,
I don't care.
Listen,
I have a grandson.
This is a
I'll write you a check with my pooing.
This is a terrible way to talk about porn, Granny.
Because I'm pooing, Granny, and I'm proud.
But that's not. This is not even her season. God, never again. Anyway, so the next day, she's devastated. He's devastated.
She's like.
They're both in devastasia.
Yeah, because she was like shaking, looked like
yeah.
she was going to be sick. So he took her home. And then
the
next day.
It was like she was in withdrawal or something.
The next day he comes over. Alicia, Devin tells mom to leave.
Thank God. She would have only made things worse.
You know she's fucking. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Ji-hoon is saying it's embarrassing because I have nothing. And then.
She does say, if I give you this last chance, here's what you need to do. Number one, don't talk to me like you talked to me last night ever again.
Yes.
Two, our money is going to go into
a joint account.
My money is your money. And she said, and number three, in 1 month, if you haven't changed, I'm going to go back. So this is what's interesting. She finally set ground rules, which should have been done before.
Before, yeah.
And I guess she just assumed he would do it.
You know what? I think, because I have friends in other situations right now, and I think a lot of women, and this happens to some men too, a lot of women think that when they're...
A man becomes
boyfriend,
a father, he just...
When he finds out their father... Like, that was my brother. He
something
flipped
like
the
flipped the switch lips.
And he did it. And, you know, that happens to most people. But don't assume that is a natural reaction, y'all, because there are a lot of people who are just fuck-ups in life that are not going to be fathers
or
mothers.
I think, too, he seemed like, from what we saw on the show, he was concerned about the baby. He was concerned in that process, but he didn't show up for the birth.
Didn't show up for the birth. That's why.
They were all warning signs.
I didn't get as offended with the scamming content, because when you look at the litany of shit Ji-hoon has failed on, it almost is like, are you stringing me along?
Well, scamming, literally, usually it means money. And he hasn't gotten any money
from
her.
That's true. That's
so
true.
So that's kind of why, and it felt very American to say.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's
why I said the phrase scamming.
That's true. So basically, that's kind of how they leave it. And I will say this.
She's like, don't wake up my son. Don't wake up my son because he's trying to love on her.
That baby sleeping is so fucking cute.
Taeyong is right up there in the cutest.
He's still
the
cute,
baby,
too.
Y'all.
He's a really cute baby.
He's a cute baby. Yep.
Anyway.
Pierre, Taeyong, cute babies.
Cute babies.
The less said about the others, the better. I'm not going to list them.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, shall we move on to Cheese Stick and my Lisa?
I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so ready.
I'm so ready
to be here. Oh, okay. Let's go. You can, I can't wait. It's dinner time. It's breakfast time.
Mama, y'all,
it's breakfast time.
I am not kidding. He is so excited about her cooking. It is literally like,
what you gonna do? I can't cook like you do. I love the eggs.
Bacon.
Okay, first of all, calm your tits, cheese stick. It's eggs.
It's just fucking
no
eggs.
I've had good scrambled eggs before, but it's still scrambled eggs.
He said, oh man, I can't wait to have this chorizo. I've been craving
you
this
live
chorizo.
In Texas.
There's chorizo in Texas. There's chorizo. You go to Ralph.
There's Mexican or there's Latin American food in Texas.
Publix HEB has chorizo. Piggly Wiggly has chorizo. Well, Maybe not Piggly Wiggly.
They call it Mexican sausage.
Yeah. That's true.
They probably do.
Come at us if your Piggly Wiggly has.
And at one point
chorizo.
He goes, yummy.
He literally went, yummy, yummer.
And sticks his face into his plate. So. This whole thing, I literally wrote down, it's eggs.
It's eggs.
And chorizo, and she made
and
you a tortilla.
Like, this is good.
So she's talking to her mom. She's disappointed. Mom's disappointed and very vocal about not wanting Melissa to be with him.
Yeah.
And this is what I thought was so interesting. Her dad does not know.
So yeah. Because they're saying they're going to go to, well, first of all, but they're still having breakfast, and they're saying they're going to go talk to their parents tonight.
Yeah.
And she tells him at the time, she's like, I talked to my mom.
She knows most of it.
She didn't even say most of it. She just said she knows some things.
Yeah.
That's what she said. And she's like, and she's disappointed. And then she said, this is what you're talking about. That her dad doesn't know
a thing. Dad doesn't know. And this is the thing. It makes me really like Melissa because she's not weaponizing this to her family because she said, I could not tell my father because he loves Tim, and I did not want to destroy my father's opinion.
And they have
of
a
him.
Close relationship.
Yeah, and so she does.
Tim starts crying.
She does care for cheese stick, y'all.
She does, and
she
cares, starts.
And so does her father. Loves himself some cheese stick.
So he starts crying, and he's like, "It just makes me more motivated to do what I have to do."
And I gotta say, Tim is a pretty crier, y'all.
He is, and Melissa is sitting there stone. Cold.
I said it before, y'all. She's got resting bitch face for days.
She really does.
And it's quite, I admire it.
And then
she's a very pretty girl, but wow, she can turn that
and
on.
And then they cut to her, and she says, Tim's really good about having his feelings. And, you know, he cries a lot, and I've heard it before. But when is it enough when it comes to this?
She's got an off button, y'all. She can just flick that switch.
So here's
Cheese Stick can't.
Here's my question, and we can talk about this more. Why come? Because I understand Melissa and her mother are really upset, but especially in Melissa's.
I think he has to come to save the relationship at all.
But it's she, and maybe just because from what we're seeing, she feels very like not letting him in at all. And I'm not saying that she needs to, but it's. Again, I hope they show them going to a therapist or something because
I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
It feels like he just came for her to kind of punish him.
But
what's the point then of him
he's
coming?
He's making the grand romantic gesture. Thanks, therapist.
But don't you have to, if you are on the receiving end of that grand romantic gesture, when do you accept that?
In his perspective, he's never going to let it go until she tells him, fuck off, I never want to see you again, to his face.
So that's what I'm saying.
Almost, in a way, he kind of either wants that. This is their last step.
He wants closure.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Whatever that may be.
So this is.
I understand him. I'm saying I don't understand. Come out of sissies if you've been in this situation. I never have.
And so you're saying, why would she let him come?
Why is Melissa let him come and putting herself through this? Is it just to punish him?
I think this was made a decision for him to come there. I think,
but why would? But you're talking okay, about. So you're saying, you keep talking about his perspective, her perspective.
No, that's what I'm saying now.
Does she want to just punish him? I'm trying to get in her head.
No, so she's the one who they made the decision. She said you should come too.
But she's not acting like. And granted, he's only been there for the second day, but she's not warming up to him. It doesn't seem like at all.
I think she doesn't want. I think she's paralyzed. She can't move forward. She can't move backward.
Yeah, she seems paralyzed. Actually, what we're talking about, she's not forgiving or forgetting.
Because
at
one point, she can't tell him to fuck off. I never want to see you again.
I think that's a good word for it. She does seem paralyzed.
And she also can't get past the cheating. So this
and it's almost like her mother is holding her anger for her.
Y'all,
isn't it? It's like she can't even be angry.
Melissa's having some problems. I feel like there's going to have to be such a blow up, and they're going to have to talk about the reasons behind the infidelity besides her not being there, because there's obviously emotional reasons that they haven't discussed.
Yeah.
Am I boring you? I'm sorry with
your
yawning.
No, I just had a yawn. It's afternoon time.
You've been yawning the whole time, but that's fine.
It's fine. It's not about you. Promise. I'm not tired.
It's all about me. Anyway.
That's the name of her memoir.
So, you guys.
It's because I'm back on keto again, and my body's reacting from no carbs and sugar.
Your first couple days.
I'm like,
I don't do full keto. You need to be careful with how much you're. Full keto will make you is exhausting. Yeah. Anyway.
That is it, though.
So,
thank you for clarifying. That paralyzed, that's a good word.
Yeah, they get in her roller skate car.
it is a roller skate car.
And going to her parents' house. And
going to my parents and they're still gonna hate you.
And he's like, can you roll down the window?
I want to pull my tongue out. Anyway, so.
And so they meet his sister Susie.
Yep.
The dad. And mom. And what's the mom's name?
I never got it.
Yeah, I missed
but
it.
But y'all,
called her Mama Melissa.
I called it, y'all, if Melissa is not holding any anger, the mother's
holding
all of it.
Mom is the bouncer for this club.
So she
does, mom does hug him. She's like, I was being polite because I still have so much affection for him, but I detest what he did.
She's like, she said, yeah,
I'm not made of stone. But she's pissed, y'all.
And then even this.
Mama Melissa is pissed.
So then they sit down to eat, and she's just staring at him.
She is, with a face like she has eaten a turd.
Yep. And then out of the blue, she says, Tim got fat.
Tim is very fat.
And doesn't
muy
even,
gordo.
But doesn't even smile like you say, boy,
no.
Look at you in that gut.
No.
She just says,
There's no sympathetic mm-mm. laughter.
Mm-mm.
And he's like, I've been eating too much puppy chow.
And then she's, you need to make time for those things. Make time for everyone.
Yeah, she's, y'all.
And Tim even cuts him going, fuck.
Mom's
going in right off the bat. It's like, it's just worse than when Mama I peed on the carpet.
You don't want Mama Melissa on your bad side. So, I've got to say this, and we gave him props before. Cheese Stick is speaking halfway decent Spanish.
The guy.
It's better than almost anybody else. It's better than Corey.
Better than anyone we've seen so far.
It's better than, with the exception of maybe Ricky, and before the 90. But
I think Ricky spoke.
He had studied
Spanish.
Before.
Yeah.
He
didn't do it for. Ricky does nothing for someone else. God, what a
piece
of shit.
He's still one of the worst.
I don't even care.
We really hated him.
He was gross.
But yeah, they.
You got to give it to Tim.
Yeah,
Tim is like. He went to a terrible therapist, but he's gone to therapy. He's learning the language. He has chosen to move here. The guy really is making the effort.
He also says, and the dad asks, why are you moving here? And he's like, what do I say?
Please don't shame me.
Said, where's that ball? Could someone just throw the ball so I can run away?
Throw the ball. So it's like, and he said, living together, we realized we need to discuss more. And so basically that was a good excuse. And the mom's sitting there stewing and chewing on that turd that's in her mouth.
Oh, yeah. And then, so the dad says, you know what? I'm going to toast. Let me go get some tequila.
Let me conveniently leave the room.
And he and other sad sister get
right,
up.
Right, producers?
Yeah, and they leave the room.
Sad sister, she was.
And then Tim says, so, Mom, I know you know a few things about us. And her response, Poodle?
Everything. I know todo.
Everything.
All of it. I know everything, Tim.
And Tim even looks whiter. Like the color just drains out of his face.
And then he starts crying golden retriever tears again.
Yep. And she's like, what were you thinking? He says, I wasn't thinking.
He does make excuses for a while. Finally, she gets him to apologize. I'm sorry I did this to you. I'm sorry I did this to your family. The problem, you guys, when you apologize, be careful that you don't give excuses for it, because that does, as soon as you start saying excuses, that means that this made me do it.
And I think, and I get people, and it's okay to do that, but it's okay to apologize first. Mm-hmm. Apologize first in a good way of saying, but this is a little different, because there's no, the thing is, you can justify some things, but there's no way to justify this.
No.
None at all. So anyway.
You just say, I'm sorry a lot. I'm sorry for the pain I've caused you. Don't talk about distance. Don't talk about I was lonely. Don't talk
because
about
it,
any
of
that.
In this case, it doesn't matter.
Nope.
You cheated. So.
He does accept responsibility. And Mom even says, I don't think you're sincere anymore, Tim. I'm very disappointed in you.
I don't think you're sincere at all.
And I wrote, fuck, this bitch is savage.
This bitch is savage.
So, y'all, I said, he's fucked.
Oh, he's fucked.
Yeah, this is...
This is not...
Unless there's an act of God...
Yep.
Mom is going to hold a grudge forever.
Oh, forever.
I don't know how Cheese Stick is going to get out of this. So now we're on to Submit and...
Jelly! McGawk! Submit!
Y'all... Thank you. The story is Henny Penny.
Yes!
Jenny is Henny.
Yes!
She is Henny Jenny.
Henny Jenny.
She is Henny Jenny.
Henny Penny was a bitch.
What is the story of Henny Penny?
I don't know. But now I need to look it up.
Hey,
look
Siri,
it up.
Siri, what's the story of Henny Penny? Poodle, tell us the story of... I don't want a story.
Where's my phone?
Tell us a story about your last encounter with chicken.
Chicken?
Yeah, well, I look up Henny Penny.
What do you mean?
Didn't you grow up with
I didn't really grow up with chickens.
Oh, really?
I grew up with, my mother hated them. She said they were like rats. But then my father got some egg-laying chickens because he wanted eggs. Fresh eggs. And she's like, I hate these fucking chickens. And then my mother got to where she loved the chickens because she would take care of them. And she's like, oh, here comes old T-Rex. She named all of them. There were like four.
Lord.
And then one died and my mother was bereft for a week. And then she decided, like, two others died. I think they got rid of the chickens finally. But my mother loved them for a while.
Wow.
Anyway, what's the story of Henny Penny?
So we were right. We just didn't know. Henny Penny in the U.S. is usually referred to Chicken Little. European nations, in other words, it's
Chicken
called...
Chicken Little says the sky is falling. Chicken Little says the sky is falling.
Well, they're saying on Wikipedia...
It means don't lie,
Chicken
kids.
Little. Well, this is all about... Yes, the sky is falling, but also there's a fox that eats them all at the end.
That's dark.
That's the European one of Henny Penny.
Didn't see it going there.
Yeah, but so...
Didn't see it going there.
Anyway, so yeah.
What if the sky actually fell at the end and Chicken Little's like,
see?
I told you.
I told you.
Like Brainy Smurf.
That's called Poodle Little.
I know. See?
That's a little poodle nursery.
Just listen to me about the world, the polar ice caps.
We have just listened to Greta Thunberg.
It's true. It's true. Anyway, so that's Henny Jenny.
There's very little about her, you guys. I wrote down that her Indian style has gotten so much better this season.
She looks really pretty.
She's finding stuff that works with her style, but also looks kind of Indian at the same time.
You know what? Her lipstick is a little better,
too. It is a little better.
It's much better. She's doing more plums.
This hair is much better for her.
What do you think? Did Jenny listen to our show?
Doubtful.
Doubtful.
I don't know how to do a podcast.
A podcast? I tried to press a button, but I couldn't do anything.
Samantha tried to teach me.
Oh. Christina, do you know how to do a podcast? Bagook.
Y'all, so they're going to have a dinner with their brother. I just want to remind you, it's Amit and Samit. Poodle has problems with this, y'all.
Strangely enough, I had two twins, Indian kids, in my musical theater class, and their names were Praneet and Brineet.
I mean, I would fuck that up all the time. Even now.
I know.
I mean,
don't do that to your kids, y'all. Don't have rhyming names.
Grandma Hazelwood had the word. Because even when I was a teenager, she'd say, now, Brian, I mean, Chad, I mean, Craig, I mean, Brad, I mean, Darla, I mean, Matt. Did you come at us if your grandmother went through all the grandkids' names before she got to you?
My father always calls me my oldest nephew's name now. Because it's close to mine.
I'm sure that's not deep-seated.
I said, I'm not going to respond until you say my name correctly. That's usually when I respond. Like a child. I am over 40 and respond like that. Like a child to my father who is over 75. Because I am a petulant child. Just putting that out there.
Wow.
Now that I realize it, it's ridiculous.
Your dad looks good for being over 75.
Yeah, I think he's 78.
He's going to live a long time,
dad,
I think.
He takes care of himself. It's just, I don't know, because he's getting crazier and crazier by the day, too. He's got cocked up theories.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway.
Lord.
Won't go into business with him. So they're meeting Amit.
Your mother was never the same after he killed her dogs.
That's a sad story. Did we ever tell? No, we can't go into this story.
I think we have told it before.
Oh, God, my father put out poison for moles, and
he ended up killing mother poodles, two puppies.
They weren't puppies, but they were old enough dogs. They were so awful, too. They were awful dogs.
Muffin's a way better dog, right?
She's kind of awful too.
So, but the story is your mother doesn't train her dogs.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that. They were just awful. They weren't great dogs. She loved them, but yeah, they ate poison and they died. So, Southern stories, y'all. Those are brutal Southern stories. My mother was inconsolable for like at least a month. My father was so like he's like, I can't believe I did that. At this point, they would have stayed together. It's too. Why bother?
Why bother? Where they've been
married.
Go?
They've been married for like almost 50 years. You gonna start over then? Mother Poodle had to look at her options, y'all.
Y'all come at it as if your parents got divorced at 50 years. That takes some. That's brazen.
I think after a while, you're just like, you know, we just gonna ride this out till we die.
Might as well. I put in for your retirement. I might as well get some. So, y'all, they go to sit down and eat, and then we have maybe one of the most awkward moments in 90-day history.
Down, this was the worst small talk ever.
Ever.
Have you been here before?
This is a nice place.
Yep.
Oh, I've never seen the glasses.
What? They're very heavy. Oh!
Yeah, heavy glasses.
Do I know that waitress?
I don't know. I like her eyeshadow.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
These glasses are heavy. Oh, wait, we already said that.
Mm-hmm. Did you just lay an egg?
Why, yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was real. This is someone who's Sumit's brother, you guys, and this is the small talk.
It was not good.
They have a collective past, y'all.
Yeah.
There's no reason for this kind of small talk.
So Sumit finally is like, okay, let's talk about mom and dad. And Amit's like, basically, they don't want them to be together, he says.
Yep.
And he's like, I think the big thing is the age thing. Y'all, I came at one of our sissies, Ashwini, and I asked her, if this is like, if like in the U.S., women get judged for dating younger men, but a lot of older men don't. And she said, no, it's pretty like, even if it was an older man and a
across
younger woman,
the board, it would
it's
be
a big deal.
Big deal to marry outside your age range.
Your age range. It's a big, big deal. Yeah. So thanks
so
for the tea.
So it's not as much that she's American. It's the age
it's
range.
It's the age range, I guess. Yeah. So because and this is what Amit starts talking about. This is going to affect their social circle.
Right.
And,
which is huge.
And I guess like families will not want to hang out with them.
I think
if
that's
they know,
it. Because it brings shame to the family.
Brings shame to the family. And Jenny's like, my God! I don't understand what society says.
Jenny is so intolerant
don't you want,
of anything.
Don't just, you want to be happy?
We love each other. That's all that matters, right? You can build a house on love. Bacock. She just changes sex.
Yeah.
There.
She just
spontaneously grows a rooster's comb.
I got a crow. Anyway, and then, but Submit kind of breaks it down. He's like, look. He doesn't say it, but he kind of says, that's not it, Jenny.
Right.
Everybody wants everybody to be happy. But this
And she doesn't want to lose. And
but
she doesn't
parents want society to be happy.
And she doesn't want to lose the family. She doesn't. They don't. None of them want to lose family and the society connection. They want to have it all.
They want to have it all.
I want it all. Do you know what that is?
Is that from
no.
the Time Will
no.
Turn? The
no.
Red, the red
no.
Secret.
No.
Secret.
No. It's from the musical Baby.
Baby.
It's when these women in the 80s sing, I want to have a baby and a career too.
Oh, wow.
And it's so dated.
There's
and...
a really beautiful song that one of the fathers sings.
I Chose
Baby.
Right, probably.
I Chose Right's a beautiful song.
Yeah. It's a very dated score, you guys, but some lovely stuff. Patterns that the older woman sings about having patterns in her life that are just she's trapped by. Oh, it's beautiful. It's a good score.
And we're back again. Amit does say, he says, look, I respect your emotions. And basically he's saying, I think you need to go talk to mom and dad. Both of you.
Yes. And
both
I went,
of you need to go talk.
Oh, my God.
And that's the scene
that's where
we're
up.
Waiting for. Anyway.
All right. So, you guys, this is our
standing
sissy.
Under your spotlight.
This is our sissy.
Sissy spotlight.
God, I hate that song. So, this is not necessarily a call, but because he said he was too embarrassed to leave it, but I'm going to treat this as a spotlight.
Okay.
This is from Sean, otherwise known as Straight Sissy.
Somebody just peeled out.
Okay. This... I may get aroused reading this, so I may need to take some time.
Okay, I'll open my phone if you can't
so
do
Sean
it.
Sean says, OMG, how did I fuck that up? He was trying to call and couldn't. Either way, I'm trying to get this story straight, as I am. I really like girls, I swear. I'm here in the USA, and my girlfriend is Brazilian. She loves your pod as much as I do. You queens are the best. I'm going to write it down. I'm from the South, too, so you know how this goes. I grew through Ardmore on my route, so Maddie's stories hit home for me here. Blue Ridge Mountains from Fleet Foxes, one of my favorite bands. Just came on randomly while I was messaging you, Poodle. I hope you know that song, and I hope you hold it as dear to your heart as I do. Anyway, have a great night, dear. Later on, he says, Poodle, I'm too shy to call in. I just want to tell you both I love the show and wanted to see if you could cover The Only Thing or... The Dress Looks Nice on You by Sufjan Stevens. I'd love to hear your take. You both crack me up so much. Much love. Okay, a couple things here.
Okay.
I would throw my panties at a Fleet Foxes concert, and I would ravish Sufjan Stevens in a minute, even though he's straight. And
Sean,
That Dress Looks Nice on You is one of my favorite songs.
In the words of Reba McEntire in... Is there life out there? What have you done? What have you done?
You Twitter-pated me, Sean. I'll have to find a way to do that song somehow. I love That Dress Looks Nice on You. You don't know it. It's not your style.
I'm happy to cover it, but we're not because I don't want to watch you masturbate during a podcast. So,
I just love when straight sissies contact us, y'all.
So, Sean, if you want to talk about that with Poodle, maybe y'all can video chat each other via Twitter or
PianoCat77
at 9 p.m.
You got to be naked, though. That's my rule.
Well, Sean, I'm glad you're driving through Ardmore.
I'm sorry you're completely horrified.
Y'all remember, if you go to Ardmore, go to Caddo Street Barbecue in downtown Ardmore. Ask for Brian.
Is your brother paying us? No more advertisement for your brother's fucking barbecue.
You know what? I'd advertise your brother's homes.
You know what?
Keeping it in the family.
I would say no unless he was kicking me something.
Boy, y'all are ruthless.
You know what?
Family.
That's how things work.
I'm gonna
goods and services for money.
You know, I'm gonna talk about Caddo Street. I don't care. Y'all, a lot of sissies sent us pictures. Some of y'all just went to Arbuckle Wilderness this weekend, and you said a donkey had a huge dick, and you and your son laughed about it for hours. But you know what? I never thought about it. It's social distancing because you stay in your car and just drive.
It's like one of the things you can do.
So if y'all
go to Arbuckle Wilderness.
They probably hate gay people.
Come see animals at Arbuckle Wilderness.
The animals are waiting for you. You can.
I don't know the rest of this.
Last time you said, pick up line shit.
That's
Arbuckle Wilderness. The animals are waiting for you. Someone just got that out of their head. Y'all,
and fuck them.
I'm going to find that song and you're gonna hear it's really well done. It's kind of like some Eddie.
Is it?
It's like Eddie Rabbit type of country.
You know what? The sad thing is, I know exactly what you're talking
about. You know what
about.
It is? It's really that old.
Love
80s.
The rain and night.
Did
he have another hit?
Maybe.
Hey Siri, did Eddie Rabbit have another hit besides Rainy Night? My Siri doesn't talk.
Why not?
I don't want it to.
You've silenced her.
I don't like it when it talks.
You know, it makes me feel good. That's a good song.
He's dead.
Yeah, Eddie Rabbit's dead.
In 1998.
Yeah.
He was 56. Driving My Life Away. I love that song.
Oh.
Ooh. I'm driving my life away. Looking for another way.
Get to you. Whoa.
He had a lot of hits.
Holy fucking
Crystal Gale, You and I. Just you and I sharing our dreams together.
Andrea just posted a picture in the Sissy Squad. Or no. Sorry, not Andrea.
Are we doing this live?
Yeah. I was bored. I was looking on a Facebook group. This is young Harrison Ford.
Oh, have you never seen him
young? Oh, in a Speedo.
Oh, that's hot.
Y'all,
Harrison Ford in Star Wars is hot.
I know, but look, Harrison Ford has a big dick.
Oh, he does.
Wow.
He looks good.
Wow.
He's
really hot. Okay, I bet he can fuck.
I think Harrison Ford of any age is hot.
Yeah, and he
maybe
can
not
fuck,
now.
Y'all.
Anyway,
no, he's still hot
sissy,
now.
Sissy shout outs, y'all.
Sissy shout outs. Let's do it. Okay.
Where are we?
Let's, Mary, what letter do you got us on this week in the letter? Y'all, just so you know, Mary, how do I say it?
Chesky.
Wormsby. She does a letter for us that keeps track of all of us so we don't do the same fucking people, because we always do.
Because we will.
Because we will. Okay, y'all. So we've got, let's look at this and see. Okay. What?
No, I'm just, you're like, okay, what do we do here? Where am I? I'm trying to figure out
how
to do this.
So we're on Q and R. You want to do Q or do you want to do R?
Did we do Q and R last week?
Maybe,
I feel like we did.
I didn't type them in, so we're doing it again.
I feel like we did them last week.
No, we didn't.
Sure?
No, because you did Molly Kate O'Mara.
Oh, you're right.
You never
Molly Kate O'Mara.
Exactly.
The most Irish name I've ever heard.
Q and R poodle.
Okay. I'll do Q.
Great. We're waiting.
Who can't we do?
We can't do Margarita Quezada and Quentin Bonpon. What does that say? Yeah, Bonpon.
I thought we've done some of these people before.
We might have done it on the Patreon. Just pick a fucking cue.
Oh, well. Sometimes, y'all, these cues are going to have everything because there's not a lot of them. Okay, I've got mine. Y'all, this goes out. My My sissy shout out goes out to Missy Quiggins.
All right.
Missy
Quiggins.
Quiggins.
All right.
Missy.
Oh, God.
Quiggins. Sorry, you mouth sounds people. Quiggins. Missy Quiggins. Y'all, Missy is an adventuring outdoorsy girl.
Okay.
She loves nothing more than getting on her raft, her whitewater raft, just like she's on the river. She wants to go on the river. She's river rafting all over. She doesn't care.
Look out for me.
She doesn't. Oh, muddy waters. Johnny Panties, all deep and wide. I got to need. I'm going someplace. And I didn't need to fall up on your back and ride. That was a nice two-part harmony.
Yeah.
Don't waylay me. You know I have to sing Muddy Water. That's from Big River. Y'all listen to that. That's a good musical.
It is. Quiggins.
Sorry. Missy Quiggins. I was like, where am I?
Yeah.
She loves to go whitewater rafting, and sometimes it just turns over, and she laughs and laughs and laughs.
Good.
I know. It's a good thing to do. One time my dad... We turned over and he was really pissed off because our cooler flipped.
Okay, wasting alcohol anyway, would make me angry too.
So she also loves to cosplay the River Wild movie, and she loves especially when it gets kind of dark. And, like, Kevin Bacon is, like, ordering Meryl Streep around. So anytime she plays, she goes Riverwell, the trip always turns.
Oh.
So she basically treats whoever she's with as her prisoners by the end of it.
Oh.
But it's fine. By the end, she's just kind of humiliated them and made them feel really, really bad about themselves. And then she flips it over. She's like, "You ever seen the River Wild? That's fun, ain't it?"
Oh.
Anyway, she also loves to masturbate with a whitewater rafting paddle.
Jesus.
She takes the end off. That's the shout out.
Wow. Quiggins, Mrs. Quiggins.
Missy Quiggins.
All right.
This rhymes with Chrissy. That's her name.
This next sissy shout out goes to Rosanna Martinez. Oh, I forgot to say her fake name. Rose Hosanna Martinez.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Zanna, Zanna, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
That song always just sounds like somebody's drunk singing Hosanna to me.
Anyway, JC, would you die for me?
Okay, all right.
Hosanna, Hosanna.
Hosanna. Oh, Hosanna Martinez. Y'all,
you can't read something off if it's not off a prompter.
It's true. Rose Rosanna, that's a pretty name.
Hosanna.
Oh, Rose Hosanna. Y'all, she's a pretty lady. She's got beautiful eyebrows, and she is obsessed with Rosanna Dana and Gilda Radner.
So original.
So original.
Really original.
So, y'all.
Boy, you're running out of material.
Yeah, because what you said was truly. Yeah. Wow. So, anyway, y'all, she got interested because she found that as her name. Then she realized, wait a minute, I want to be a stand-up comedian like Gilda Radner.
Okay.
So she learned everything she could about Gilda Radner. She watched all of her films. She listened to her stand-up comedy. But then she had children. And she got waylaid in life. And so she said,
children,
you know what?
Children will waylay you like no other.
She's like, you know, I'm going to focus on my kids. And I'm going to just have my... Go to be a good parent to my kids. In fact, I'm going to be so involved in my kids' lives. I'm going to go to all their PTA meetings.
Okay.
I'm going to go all to their student conferences. Now, granted, y'all, this is a Catholic school
okay.
that her kids go to. It's a very religious family. And so she decided, when her kids, she has twin kids, twin boys. Their names are...
Yeah, what are their names?
Their names are Yale and Harvard because she wanted to put expectations on them.
Got it.
So Yale and Harvard are going to Catholic school. And so they're eight years old, y'all. And just she decided before all the corona, they having parents, you know, come up and talk about their jobs. And she said, you know what? I've never been on a comedian stage. I have never done stand-up comedy. I'm going to use this children's audience to do my first stand-up comedy routine.
Why not?
Just like Gilda Radner.
In 15 years.
However, she didn't tell the teacher that she's a blue comedian.
It worked blue, yeah.
It worked blue. Y'all, she is getting up there talking about how her husband likes to be pegged in the middle of the night while the kids are asleep, what they do.
And the kids think she's talking about blocks.
And then she lost it. The teacher said, no, you've got... She said, this is horrible, and try to kick. She's like, wait a minute, but I have a song for the kids. It's a farm song about animals.
Okay.
But she didn't know she was going to sing that Gilda Radner song, The Animals.
Yeah,
the...
I'm where.
And so suddenly she starts, fuck you, Mr. Turtle, eat me, Mr. Pig. Anyway.
She was never asked again.
The teacher loved it, and now it's the class song.
Who knew?
So now every week...
Even a Catholic school.
It's true. You know what? And so now... Well, Sister Mary Fuckface loved it.
Oh.
So now,
I would imagine with a surname like Fuckface.
So each week she does a Zoom where she teaches the kids dirty songs about
animals.
Gotta
learn sometimes.
Just know y'all can always find your place.
Okay.
And that
yours always have a moral at the end.
And yours always end up somebody
with
coming.
Someone masturbating. Yeah.
You know what? We're on brand. We're on brand. Y'all, that's our sissy
shout-out.
That's
the show.
That's the show.
Y'all, come at us on our sissy squad. We have fun in there.
We are having
our
a
Facebook
wonderful
group.
Time in there. It's a very wonderful, fun group. Y'all, come at us on that. If you want some classic day, classic 90-day fiancé.
Classic day.
Classic 90-day gays, come at us on our Gatreon.
Yep. We got smothered in there. At the $8 level, we've got Lalu, Love After Lock
Love
Up.
After Lock, and the 15th's our watch and chat, so you can, we haven't done this in a while. You can watch Poodle and I. It's like our version of Pillow Biter Talk.
Pillow Biter
we're
Talk.
We're watching classic 90-day gays before we reacting to it. So we're getting more and more people on that. And because of Christina Edit, they're watching it all. It's 30 minutes.
You guys got 30 minutes.
For your pleasure.
Yeah.
So anyway, check us out on that. You can get us at Cameo, at The Matt Maher, or Jake It, or
that
Fake It.
It takes as long for your kid to like watch an episode of fucking Paw Patrol.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Or watch two episodes. You can watch us.
Just watch us on your iPad while your kid thinks you're watching them with your earphones in.
And when he asks you questions, say, I like Chase too.
Exactly. That's all you got to say.
That's all. That's who's their favorite, because that's what they're going to fucking ask
all
you.
They got to say.
I like Chase. Or just
blue.
Repeat that.
The answer's blue, son. That's all you got to do.
Fucking Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
Oh.
So anyway, y'all, we call these people Lonely Hearts Cthulhu. Aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you go to a nightclub and your boyfriend plays some girl's leg like a piano and plays the drums on her ass, call us.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The line designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But They too can be junk forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.